How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Happy Friday.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah, we did it. 6 o'clock club. What is up? Welcome to the show. They say you can't teach an old crame new tricks.
Oh, no.
Do they?
This is what I was afraid of. Are you going to get weird because you're on camera right now this early?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can tell.
And I woke up at 2:30 this morning, so it's going to get real weird today.
Okay.
Today's going to be a real weird show, y'all. I can already feel it.
All right.
We're on Instagram Live for the first time.
This early?
This early.
Which is just
so
really...
You know if I have an audience looking at me, I get real weird. So I'm like, yo, what's up, everybody?
Too much.
If I have attention this early in the morning. If it's just Jess and Charlotte looking at me, it's fine. But y'all know we got people looking
at us. He's going to start snapping. He's going to have like a tambourine in there soon.
Do I have something to play with?
It's like 6:02, dude.
Maracas?
And I just kind of take a minute. I just need a little time. And he's going to be like, la,
but not me. Give me some jazz hands for the people over here.
Stop it.
No, we're, I don't know if this is going to be a thing or not, but we said, you know what? This morning, randomly, we're hopping on Instagram Live. So if you don't follow us, you want to hop on and say hi. We're at Kramer and Jess, at Kramer and Jess. So how was the birthday? Jess turned the ripe old age of 32 yesterday.
Okay, I would like to say, first of all, my birthday was fantastic, and thank you guys for making it so fantastic. Tell me why my mom calls me and, you know, she's talking to me, wishing me happy birthday, and, you know, my beautiful 33-year-old baby girl. And I was like, Mom, I'm 32. And also, she made like a really cute post for me on Instagram, and she put 33 and I just put the 32 over it. And I didn't even make a big deal. I was like, whatever, it's fine. But on the phone, she's like 33. And I was like, oh, no, Mom, I'm 32. She's like, no, you're not. You're 33. And I was like, Mom, I'm 32. I asked your dad. He said you were 33. And I was like, well, he clearly doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah. And I was like, Mom, I love you, but like, I'm telling you.
Like, it's my age.
Like, I know. And also, my mom kind of forgets dates and stuff like that, you know? Yeah. And so I was like, please hear me when I say I was born in 1993.
Like, do the math.
And I promise you,
you were there.
This was not a short conversation. This was like a couple minutes of me convincing my mother that I was 32 years old.
And if as parents do that, my parents do that all the time.
No,
my
you're not. What do you mean?
My dad's the worst at it.
What do you mean?
And I feel like as they get old, and tell us if we're wrong, but like as you get older, it gets even worse. Like my dad's not even close now. Like I'll turn 42 in a couple of weeks, and like I promise you, he'll call me. He'll be like, he's like, so what? You're 46 now? Are you 46 or are you 47? I'm like, Dad, I'm 42. He's like, oh, yeah, that's right, 42. Or I'll get it way wrong on the day. He's like, wait, are you 35 or 36 this year? I'm like, Dad, I'm like, not.
Which is fine. Like, if you're confused on the time because you have so much going on, and like, it's been obviously, like, 32 years is a long time. But my thing is if Mom,
your kid's
Dad,
age.
If I'm telling you, no, I don't, honestly, it's totally fine that they confused it. My thing is like, you can guess whatever you want, but if the source is telling you, dictionary.com is telling you.
Like, trust me.
I'm 32. Please like, don't gaslight me into telling. And then I questioned myself.
You're like, wait,
tell
am
me
I?
Why I put the years in the tell calculator because she made me like doubt myself.
Yeah, wait a minute. Am I? Wait. Am I that old?
Love my parents, though. Love them.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Ellicott City has been ranked the best place to live in Maryland.
Wow.
And the 13th in the country.
Yo.
Ellicott City earned the number one spot in the U.S. News and World Report's latest rankings for best places to live in Maryland. This data is categorized in 5 different categories. They are talking quality of life, affordability, desirability, job market, and net migration. So not only did Ellicott City take the top spot in the ranking for the state, but it also earned the 13th spot on the national best places to live and came in 7th for best small cities to live in. And I just think it's interesting that we're not talking Wallet Hub. And all of a sudden, when it's not Wallet Hub, it's not Columbia.
I will say this,
and I do think that there is a mole in Wallet Hub who is ignoring the rest of the state. Because I think it is criminal that this is the first time that we're ever reporting that Ellicott City is number one because it's cute AF. And two, it's coming from a different source.
Do you notice, though, it's still Howard County? Still Howard County.
No, Howard County. But that doesn't matter.
Does Columbia have a charming historic district?
Columbia literally look like Hogwarts for Halloween?
The whole Howard County
where I live. The answer is no.
So great. I've lived there for 6 months.
You have a mom. Okay.
I've lived in Ellicott City since I was 4 years old. Fight me.
Number two.
We're going to get serious real quick. This Diddy trial gets more intense every day, and now Kid Cudi is in the mix. Cudi took the stand and testified that back in 2012, after he ended things with Cassie Ventura, who was also Diddy's ex, his Porsche was firebombed outside of his home. So he was actually gone, and he got the call from his dog's sitter, rushed back and found the car scorched. A cocktail had been thrown through the roof. Cudi told the court that he suspected Diddy was behind the situation. He even confronted him later at Soho House. He says Diddy was eerily calm, and he claimed that Cassie was still his girlfriend. And when Cudi brought up the bombing, Diddy allegedly said, "I don't know what you're talking about." But then, fast forward a few years later, they run into each other again, and Diddy supposedly apologized and was like, "I'm sorry for all that," whatever that means. This all ties into the federal racketeering and sex trafficking case against Diddy, with 16 witnesses so far backing up claims from prosecutors arguing that Combs, along with his inner circle, have used threats, violence, drugs, bribery, kidnapping, and so much more to coerce Cassie Ventura and another woman into participating in the freak-offs. The trial resumes after Memorial Day.
I mean, there's nothing you can really say at this point, right? I mean, is there anything Diddy could say or do to, like, save his reputation?
No.
I mean,
no.
I can't think of any piece of information that could come out. Because every day it's, like, more and more damning information. Even if it has nothing to do with, like, it's like,
the grossest
now there's a
part,
bomb involved.
The grossest part about this is that Diddy's team, like, their stance on this is, like, yeah, the domestic violence, yeah, he's aggressive, and yeah, we obviously have proof of what he's done to Cassie in the hotel, but that doesn't mean that he's done the other federal things and crimes that he's done. It's like, do you actually believe yourself when you're speaking about this? Like, why are we wasting everybody's time?
I know.
Number one.
Members of the University of Maryland's class of 2025 received their diplomas Thursday evening with advice from Kermit the Frog. The university announced in March that Kermit, who was created in 1955 and became the centerpiece of the Muppets franchise, would be this year's commencement speaker. And I was going to share with you a clip of what he said, because I don't know why, but seeing Kermit all dressed up in his gown and cap, and the fact, like, when you actually hear him say University of Maryland, he says all these magical things, it really is so emotional. So I encourage you to go listen to it. But something that really stood out to me is when Kermit said, "As you prepare to take this big leap into real life, here's a little advice. If you're willing to listen to a frog, rather than jumping over someone to get what you want, consider reaching out your hand and taking the leap side by side, because life is better when we leap together."
Oh, so cute.
And if you're wondering how did University of Maryland get Kermit? It's because Muppets creator Jim Henson graduated from Maryland in 1960.
Yeah. We did have the audio. It's just not working.
We're having
quite a Friday behind the scenes over here.
It's okay.
I asked Jess to actually recreate.
I'm not doing that.
Jess gave us her Kermit the Frog impression. It was subpar at best.
I thought it was good.
I did not. Can you please? The people really need to hear.
No, I'm not going to disrespect Kermit. I think that's disrespectful, and I won't do that. Not to him, nor Jim Henson.
A C minus D plus at best. I'll just give you that. So whenever you want to make it in your head, it's
solid B.
This is Jess, and that's your top three brought to you by Goal Vision.
Hey, everybody, it's Kermit the Frog.
I'm not doing that. He was so inspiring last night.
Kermit the Frog here.
I'm
Jess Dutra. Hey, who is more popular? Do you think the answer is you, or is it your dog?
Today in dog news.
Luckily, we've put a ton of resources into finding out the answer. Why do the hard-hitting news when we can just find out who's more popular, you or your dog?
Every dog owner is like, I know who it is.
Yeah, I think you know where this is going, right? I think you know exactly where this is going.
I know who it is.
Because it'd be kind of anticlimactic if I was like, it's you. Thanks for listening today. Today in dog news, man, this is basically, we feel like the other morning shows don't do a great job of hitting you with the hard-hitting facts about dogs. We love dogs on this show, man. We're all big dog fans. And so when there is breaking dog news, we'll bring it to you. I was a dog dad for 14 and a half years, Kiki, and I miss her terribly.
Yeah.
I'm actually, let me tell you a quick breaking news before we get into this. I can't have dogs in my new condo.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that.
But, like, I'm like, thinking it's time.
To do it anyways?
I'm thinking about doing it anyways.
Wait, so you're not allowed, but you're going to do it anyway?
I'm thinking, like, text me this really quick. Is anybody illegally hoarding a dog in their house, even though you're not supposed to?
Well, when you see, are there any of your neighbors that have pets?
Well, it's a condo, so there's not rules about having pets in the condo. It's just my owner says no pets.
Oh,
so
for just, your specific condo,
I'm just wondering if I could like get away with it. You know what I'm saying,
dude?
I'm just wondering. So like, if you've been illegally hoarding a pet,
you've
in your
already
home,
had so many issues
I
there.
Know,
why would you? Why would you even stir the pot?
Get the rabbit.
Yeah.
Let's bring back the rabbit idea.
Yeah, I feel like that would be safer.
If you've been illegally hoarding a pet in your home, will you text us 410-583-1065? Tell us how long you've been doing that and getting away with it, because I'm thinking about doing it. The question was asking dog owners, who do you think is more popular, you or your dog? And it was, we talked to like thousands of pet owners here in Maryland and throughout the country, really asking about their pet's social life. And here's some of the things we came up with. 63% of pet owners were saying their dog gets to hang out with their friends more than they do. They get to, like, and by friends, that meaning basically that, like, their dog might get to go on walks or go to the dog park and see their other dog friends more than they even get to see their own real-life friends.
Well, yeah, because you're taking your dog for a walk every day.
Yeah.
And I guess that means, like, you're putting more effort into, like, your dog's social life than your own. And I don't know how I feel about that. Is that bad that we're, like, putting more time into, like, our dog's social activities than our own?
No, because your dog literally needs to walk every day. So I think it's just part of taking care of your dog.
I mean,
and like your dog,
good.
I think just has the ability to make friends easier, not just their dog friends, but also just strangers. Because my thing is like, if I see a dog, I'm going up to you to ask if I can pet your dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But if you're
it's not like I'm like, hey, can I have a high five to you? I'm like, can I pet your dog?
It's true.
Yeah.
54% of people in Maryland say that their dog has a friend group.
Yeah.
I don't even know that I have a friend group. But 54% of people in Maryland can say that my dog has a friend group.
But that's because they're down to be friends with anyone.
That's true. They're way more, like, let's be honest.
Their friend group becomes whoever is at the brewery along with their other owners.
That's
you hear what
true.
I mean?
Yeah.
Whoever's at the dog park
and
that day.
They're way more accepting than we are. Let's be honest.
Yes.
We're way more picky. As humans, we're like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
They seem kind of shady or shifty or like, they're going to ask a lot out of
but
us.
You
we
know,
gotta make time
when
for
we
it.
Have Noelle on from Barks, but she does say, she'll be like, oh, but so-and-so is a little picky about their fur friends. 54%. And sometimes they have to meet somebody.
How about this? 69% of people said their dog has a best friend dog. A best friend dog. It's true.
Wait, so that's so sweet.
It's listen, literally more people in Maryland say their dog is more popular than they are. And so take that for what you will. I don't know if that means you need more social life or that you're doing a very, very great job at socializing your dog. Either way, take it for what you will. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's today in dog news.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
Yo, let's go. You ready? $1,000 in free Dash in gas. Play this game in your head, in your car right now. If you're listening on Alexa, the Odyssey app, wherever you are, try these trivia questions. See how you would have done if you were the contestant. Number 10, caller is actually playing for real. Who's this? Hi.
Hey, how you doing? TJ,
what's up, man?
Hey, TJ.
How we doing? How we living? Happy Friday, my guy.
Happy Friday.
We ready to go for it?
Yes, sir.
Let's go then. TJ knows how to play this game. For everybody else, this could be your first time or this could be your 100th time listening to $1,000 Minute. We're going to go to Jess. We're going to explain the rules and we're playing for this $1,000 in free Dash In gas. How do we do it, Jess?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash In gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. TJ, you ready to play?
Yes.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What is the antonym of laugh?
Laugh?
Yes.
First.
What's the antonym of laugh?
First.
First?
No, he's saying laugh, like ha ha ha.
Oh, laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, laugh. Pass.
Question number two. What is the primary ingredient in hummus?
Hummus?
Yeah. Hummus.
Chickpeas.
Correct. Question number three. What Baltimore suburb shares this name with a famous British university town?
Pass.
Question number four. If something costs $1.37 and you pay with $2, how much change will you receive?
63 cents.
Correct. Question number five. What 2006 film features Leonardo DiCaprio and Matt Damon in a story about a Boston mafia and the police? Question number six. The Smurfs are what color? That's 60 seconds right there. Oh, man.
No.
Yeah, laugh
is cry. We got a little, yeah, yes. We got a little caught up on question number one up
yes,
there.
Yes, laugh
yeah.
is cry.
Yeah. It's all right. It's all right, TJ. It's all right, man. It's Friday. Everybody's having a good time today. Ain't no thing. Jess, let's keep going, then we'll finish up with these questions, too.
Yes, number three, what Baltimore suburb shares its name with famous British university town? We would have taken Oxford or Hampstead.
Either one.
Question number five, what 2006 film features Leonardo DiCaprio and Matt Damon?
Wall Street.
Oh, that's...
Wall Street or something.
No, The Departed.
Departed is what we're looking for. Wolf of Wall Street also could have... Yeah, I see where you were going with that one, but wrong Leo film, yeah?
Yeah, and then what color are the Smurfs? That's blue. And let's see how you would have done on question number seven. What is the process of water changing from gas to liquid?
Remember that one?
Condensation.
Yeah. Hey, we got a little caught up on number one today. It's all good, TJ, man. Listen,
it's
here's
good,
what matters.
TJ.
TJ,
we're getting closer.
Yes.
Yeah, we're getting closer. Here's the thing. It's a three-day weekend, my guy. It's a three-day weekend. The vibes are good on the show today. We're going to come back on Tuesday. We got 4 days next week to go up for $1,000 in free Dash and gas. We hope you have a great weekend, my guy, and we'll see you back there then, okay?
Thank you, too. Thanks.
Have a good day, TJ, and make sure to head to Dash In for their classic country breakfast stackadilla. They've also got the Santa Fe stackadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs, and it can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95 only at Dash In.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Ooh, are you still mad? Want an apology? Or is yours long overdue? Forgive and forget with Kramer and Jess.
Okay, Brianna from Towson, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I need an apology for my friend because she looked me dead in the eye the other day and said that she just doesn't like my husband.
Jeez.
No.
Why?
So, Caitlin has just always acted kind of weird when it comes to my husband. She just gets quiet or distant whenever his name comes up or I talk about him. I always brush it off because we're best friends and I just didn't think much of it.
Even when you guys were like dating, was she weird or was this like post-marriage?
Yeah, she was. I mean, she was definitely more invested in him and our relationship when we were dating. And then just like over the last couple of years, I don't know, she's just like drawn back a lot about him. So we were planning this girls trip to Ocean City for the summer. And we were getting super excited.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you know, why don't we could bring our husbands too, thinking we could do like a couples trip.
Yeah.
And like the second I brought that up, she completely like changed. And all of a sudden she's like backing out of the trip.
Mm.
So I thought that was strange. And I asked her like, what's really going on? And she just like blurted out honestly, I don't like your husband. I never liked him. I don't think you two are a good match.
Oh.
Which I don't know, I just felt completely blindsided. And I felt like, honestly, it was mean and unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
And that's supposed to be my best friend. And she just like, no warning, no preamble. I don't like your husband. I don't think you guys are a good match. And it just felt like it kind of came out of nowhere. So we haven't talked since then. And honestly, I want an apology because I felt like it was just harsh and unprovoked.
Does she have any reason not to like your husband? That's like the first thing that comes to my mind.
Did something happen, if you don't mind sharing? Like, is there like a past
no.
that we're not aware of?
So, not that I can think of. I mean, I even asked him, like, you know, are you guys cool or did something happen with her husband and my husband?
Oh, yeah.
But like nothing. Nothing.
Do you think it's weird? So I will say it is kind of a weird transition to go from girls trip to like, oh, actually, let's make this a couples trip. Like, do you think maybe that kind of hurt her feelings? That because I think it's like if you and your bestie are planning a girls trip, like that's for a specific, like that's a girls trip.
Yeah, yeah.
And if it's a couples trip, that's fine. But that's definitely not a girls trip if it's now a couples trip.
Yeah, but
trip.
She could have said that, right? But instead, okay. She just said, true. I don't like your husband.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, she could have been like, I actually just want it to be between us instead of like, I don't like
your
relationship.
Yeah, like I was looking forward to just like girl stuff, no husband. Like,
yeah.
We do all the time.
Yeah.
So I was just like, okay, why bringing in the husbands or my husband is what like made her just like turn off from the experience.
Yeah.
It seems a little bizarre to like just come out of nowhere. Well, I mean, that's what we're here to do. That's what this segment's all about. If you've never been here for Forgive and Forget, here's how this works. Is we reached out to Caitlin and we said, hey, you know, we're a radio show here in town. We do a segment called Forgive and Forget where we try to bring people back together to clear up some, you know, misunderstandings. And is it somebody that wants to either ask for forgiveness or demand an apology from you? Are you willing to come on? She's agreed to come on. She doesn't, at least didn't act. Charlotte says she doesn't quite know who it is that wants to bring her on, but like, yeah. Can we at least clear up what the main, why would she just be like, I don't like your husband? Like, where did that even come from? Let's find out. Maybe there's more to the story. Brianna, I'm going to get Caitlin on, but just don't let her know that you're on until we give her a chance to try to figure out who it was that wanted to bring her on, okay? Brianna?
Yeah, cool. Okay. Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Great.
Awesome. Hang on one second.
Okay.
Let me get on Caitlin then. Hi, Caitlin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on today. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know you you understand at least what Forgive and Forget's kind of about. Is there did anybody come to mind? I know Charlotte's, you know, was trying to explain that to
yeah,
you.
Yeah. I feel like it might be my friend Judd. He was kind of dramatic, so I would not be surprised at all if that was him.
Damn, I wish it was.
It's not.
We need to call him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I need to get his number.
Oh, God.
Now
I'm worried.
We'll do him next week.
Okay.
No, so the person that wanted to bring you on this week is your friend Brianna.
Yeah, I want to know why you said you hate my husband. You won't answer my calls or texts, and you've been evading me, so this seems like a great way to get you.
Okay, listen, you asked me, and as your friend, it's my duty to be completely honest with you, and I didn't want to lie.
Wait, she asked you?
Yeah, she was kind of pulling it out of me, and I was like, okay. She asked me to be brutally honest. Please don't lie to me. I want you to be 100% honest. Do you like him? And I said calmly, as her best friend, I don't think you two are a great match, but if you're happy, that's all that matters. And I guess it just didn't sit right with her. I don't know what else to do. Do you know what I mean?
Well, wait. So, Brianna, I am confused because you made it seem like what she said was unwarranted. But if you asked her and then you literally say, be brutally honest with me, and then she does, why are you upset?
Well, I just don't think that you just tell your friend you don't like their partner. I think that it's mean. I think that in those situations, you protect your friendship and maybe don't be so honest.
But Bree, I wasn't trying to start drama or be mean or anything like that. And honestly, if it's about that, then like, please make me a list of what I can lie about and not lie about.
It's not about lying. It's about just like using your words to like be kind. Like, you didn't need to be like, I hate your husband.
I know how to be kind, Bree. That has nothing to do with it.
Wait,
I know how to be kind.
Caitlin, did you say you hate her husband? I feel like we gotta like clear this up. Did you say you hate her husband, or is that?
I never said that. I didn't say he was a bad person. I didn't attack their marriage. I simply asked what Brie asked me.
So you feel like she should have just said that she liked your marriage then, even though she doesn't think you guys are the right couple?
I mean, nothing good ever comes from saying you don't like your friend's partner, even if I asked you. But you're supposed to really protect me, and you should have just said that you love him because that is what friends do.
Damn. But why are you asking questions that you may not want the real answers to?
Thank you. I don't know. It's just, listen, if the roles were reversed, I honestly would just probably be like, yeah, everything's great. Because I just think it's a spit in the face to your friend to say, you're not a good match. I don't like you. Like, who even says that?
I got to be honest. I don't know that I disagree with that. Like, for example, Jess, let's just say that I didn't love Garage Boy. And I do, by the way, so I don't want to get this conversation started. I do. I think Garage Boy, you guys are great. But what if I didn't? Am I supposed to just, like, sit here and be like, I don't like your husband? Like, no, but, I'm supposed to, like, no, support you because I love you. And like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I don't like him.
No, but here's the thing. Like, even if you didn't like him, you have every right to feel how you want to feel about him. But my thing is that because it's my relationship, I would sit here and ask you point blank, like, how do you feel about him if I wasn't prepared and able to accept what you were going
to
say?
My thing is,
I never want one of my best friends to lie to me.
Exactly.
Well, would you guys be okay if we took phone calls on this? Because this is actually a really good question. Let's say you don't like your friend's relationship. I mean, Caitlin, can you confirm that, like, he's not a bad person? Like, she's not in danger or anything, is she? You just don't like them as a couple.
No. Brianna, but for her husband, was a different person.
Okay.
And that's where I'll leave it.
So should you lie to your friend if you don't like their relationship because you love your friend? Yo, this is a good question. Laura and Perry Hall, hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Should you be 100% honest about that then?
I'm the friend who's always going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
same.
A, you asked me my opinion and you said be honest with me.
Yes.
You're not always going to like my answers, but I'm always going to be honest with you. And there can be tactful ways about saying it,
mm-hmm.
you know.
How would you say, know, in that situation, what would you have said then?
Well, it depends. I mean, it sounds like they have two different stories about what was actually said to begin with anyways.
True.
But, you know, if it's because you don't like the way that your friend is when they're around their husband, maybe just say, hey, I don't feel like you get to be your 100% self when you're around him.
Okay.
You know,
so I would have preferred the girls trip if we can just go with that route.
Maybe that's a better way of saying it. Thank you for calling us. 410-583-1065.
This is Charlie on 2 in Nottingham.
I still just don't know if it's the best way. Hey, Charlie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. Do you feel like that Caitlin should have been completely honest or should you sugarcoat it if you don't like your friend's partner, you know?
So I have a friend I've been friends with for almost 20 years, and we are brutally honest with each other. And I would preface it with, are you 100% certain you want my actual honesty right now, or should we just let this question go?
Yes.
Because I'm not going to, if my friend is like, hey, you've always been the person to tell me the truth about everything, I need the truth right now, I would have to feel out the situation a little more. Like, is this going to cause problems if I tell you the truth? Should we let this go?
Yeah.
Or do you actually want me to be that friend?
I completely agree with you. Also, I think it'd be one thing if you are coming forward and sharing your own opinions on your friend's relationship unwarranted, like without them asking you. Exactly.
Oh,
if
so
that's one
once
thing.
You solicit
but
it.
The fact that Brianna specifically asked Caitlin, no, really, you can tell me. Okay, then I'm going
to
tell you.
So in reverse, again, going back to if you came to me and said, what do you really think about Garage Boy? And
I
did not
want,
like him.
I would want your honest opinion.
You would
opinion.
Really want it?
Man, yeah, because why do I want you to lie to me?
So
I don't want I don't want random people to lie to me. The last person I want to lie to me is the person I'm calling my best friend.
Hey, Mary in Essex, does this sound right to you? Do you feel like if a friend says, honestly, what do you feel about my partner? Should you be honest with them? I mean, even if it hurts their feelings.
I do. I mean, in a relationship, the wife's going to see her husband in a different way than her friends do.
Yeah.
Who knows? Her husband may not like that friend, and that's why the friend gets that different vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've been there and done that. What? Nobody liked my ex-husband.
Did they tell you that, though, or did they sugarcoat it?
Oh, they did. My mom, nobody liked him. My mom didn't like him. My kids didn't even like him.
Did they tell you that?
They did, and I stayed for 18 years until I got the courage to see what was there.
Are you glad they told you that, or do you wish they would have sugarcoated it?
No, I'm glad they told me. I'm
And did you know it? Did you know it deep down? Did you know it deep down? You were just trying to figure out when you were going to leave.
Yes, because it wasn't a very good situation. Yeah. But I had three kids with him, sure. And I didn't grow up with my father.
Yeah.
So I wanted my kids. But right. When my kids asked me to leave him, mm-hmm. That's when I left him.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm wondering, why is Brianna asking the question in the first place?
Well, Brianna, I mean, we can ask you that. I mean, everyone's literally saying that, like, she doesn't really owe you an apology for this. You know, like, if you didn't really want to know, then, like, maybe you shouldn't have asked her in the first place, you know?
Well, I guess to each their own. I mean, I feel like she didn't have to lie, but she could have delivered the news a little bit better and with a little bit more intentionality and maturity.
Caitlin, how do you feel about the situation right now?
I'm not going to issue an apology, but I'm hoping we can keep our friendship.
This is so much more emotional than I thought it was going to be. Like, I had no idea that Kermit the Frog talking to you as an adult is like, Kermit, like, you're not supposed to move me this way. I'm a man.
It's really, really cool.
Y'all, yesterday, Kermit the Frog gave the commencement speech over at the University of Maryland. What was the background with this, for those who don't know?
Yeah, so the university actually announced back in March that Kermit, who was created in 1955 and became, you know, just the centerpiece of the Muppets franchise, would be this year's commencement speaker because the Muppets creator, Jim Henson, graduated from Maryland in 1960, and he created the original frog puppet from one of his mother's coats and a ping pong ball that he cut in half.
Yeah.
And Kermit gave the commencement speech to the University of Maryland's class of 2025 last night, and this speech has since gone viral. It's everywhere.
So give us like 2 minutes. We kind of sum this up, the essence of Kermit's speech yesterday, because even like as an adult, like some of these words, I'm like, good reminders, Kermit. Good reminders. Listen.
I am honored to share some words of wisdom about three things that are close to my heart: finding your people, taking the leap, and making connections. My whole life, I tried to appreciate people for exactly who they are, even if they are a pig who hogs the spotlight. I'm probably going to get in trouble for that one. There's a spot for everyone in the show. Now, there is no guarantee that the show is always good. The show must go on. And if you're with your people, then you won't have to do it alone. Because life is not a solo act. It's a big, messy, delightful ensemble piece. Especially when you're with your people. You know, when I was just a little bit younger than all of you, I used to have a fun in the swamp playing leapfrog. Except for my cousin Albert. He never actually leapt. He just stepped on your back and used your head like a lily pad. Sure, he got ahead, but it was only by stepping on you. We've been told that that's how you succeed, and some choose to believe it, but I know they're wrong. So as you prepare to take this big leap into real life, here's a little advice. Rather than jumping over someone to get what you want, consider reaching out your hand and taking the leap side by side. Because life is better when we leap together. And that brings me to my final point, making connections. Now, right now, many of you are trying to make career connections and networking connections. Right now, you're all dressed in your caps and gowns, all grown up. But your family probably looking at you, still seeing you as that little preschooler sitting crisscross applesauce, maybe learning the alphabet from my friend Big Bird on Sesame Street. And for you, that was a lifetime ago. But for them, probably feels like yesterday. Which brings me to one really important connection that I gotta mention. And that's the one that you share with your parents, or your family, or the special people who helped you get here today. A lot of them, they're probably here right now. And some of them, they might not be. But trust me, you're still connected to them. And that's the thing about love. It sticks with you, even when you're apart. It's important to stay connected to your loved ones, stay connected to your friends, and most of all, stay connected to your dreams. No matter how big, no matter how impossible they seem. The truth is, dreams are how we figure out where we want to go. And life is how we get there. So graduates, I know that you will find your people. I know that you're going to take big leaps, and I know that you will stay connected to your families, your friends, and your dreams. Because life's like a movie. Write your own ending. Keep believing. Keep pretending. You've all done just what you set out to do, and you're just getting started.
So there you go, man.
Kermit! So good.
Kermit's still giving us so much life advice, especially the part about the people that aren't with us anymore. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, it's so true. They're still connected. I love that part.
You have to go and watch the whole thing. It's so cool. And to be honest, when this was announced in March, I was like, how is that? Like, is that going to hit? Is that going to be kind of weird? But when he's standing up there and he's in his cap and gown, and it basically, it takes you back to feeling like a kid.
Right.
And it was such a beautiful thing to see.
If you want to watch the video, I mean, it's literally everywhere today. Okay, can I say one thing? Without seeing it, did it not sound a little bit like Barack Obama?
No.
A little bit.
Obama.
Did it sound a little bit like Barack Obama? A little bit. Did you not get it?
You guys.
I don't want to ruin it, but like.
Why do you have to, though, at the end?
And then instantly ruined it.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Can Kermit just have his moment for real?
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Hey, how would you feel if I showed up to your Memorial Day cookout with my weird vegan food? Like, what's your initial vibe on that? Is that a weird turnoff for you? Are you gonna roll your eyes at that? Is that an immediate, like, oh, come on?
No.
Not at the cookout. Not today.
No, you better not show up empty-handed.
Are you bringing it, like, cooked? Like, a dish to share? You're just like, make me my tofu patty.
True.
Is it to share or is it for you?
Yeah. Well, that's here's the question. We need to talk about this. Long weekend, everybody's, you know, getting their plans together. I have a friend that's invited me to come to her parents' house on Memorial Day. They are cooking out.
That's
and
so nice.
This is a new friend. I've never met her parents before, but she was like, hey, if you don't have plans on Monday, you want to swing by my parents' house? They live out in Carroll County. And I was like, well, it's fine. Will they have anything that I can eat? Now, if you're new to the show, I'm vegan. I have a lot of dietary restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
Vegan is just the tip of the pyramid, y'all.
Yeah, and you're also a new friend. They don't know you.
Right, so like they don't know the pyramid of the dietary restrictions.
Right.
So I feel like I do need to like kind of, you know, prepare. I can't just roll in and eat a hot dog, hamburger, bun, non-gluten-free. You know what I mean? Like there's just a whole list of things. I need to prepare for this. And I was like, well, should I like bring a Beyond Burger with me then, you know, so there's something that they can prepare. And she kind of paused for a second when I said this yesterday. She was like, you can. And I was like, what does that mean? She was like, you can bring one if you want to. And I was like, is it a thing? She was like, well, My dad, he's got a sign in his house that says guns, meat, and freedom, just to let you know.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a vibe.
I mean, it's still Beyond Meat, right? Isn't that what it's called? Is it called that?
She's like, I mean, it's Beyond Meat.
It's
definitely not meat.
I mean, he didn't say what kind.
So I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, okay. And I'm like, oh, so they're like, you know, they're very, very much meat eaters. They're like, oh yeah, very much meat eaters. And I'm like,
which is
totally fine. But I'm just wondering if that's the vibe, if they very much set the vibe in their home of like, mm-hmm. we eat meat. Like, yo, we are meat eaters. Is it gonna come off weird if new guy, me, rolls into the house and I'm like, hey, here I am. I'm presenting you with my non-meat product. Please prepare this for me. I'm sitting here freaking out because I'm like, maybe I just need to eat before I go.
Should
I? Yeah. If that's a sign in someone's house, if someone has a sign hanging in their house that says guns, meat, and freedom, and I don't eat meat, do I just need to eat before I go and then act like I'm cool?
I don't even think you can come out as a vegan. I think they're going to hate you.
I don't think they're going to hate you. I think they're just going to have fun with you. However, no matter what, I don't think that it's like polite just to like straight up show up with like one patty in a Ziploc bag. Like if you show up, you need to bring like a dish, right? To contribute.
Yeah.
And then you can have your little Ziploc baggie with the Beyond Meat patty in there.
Yes.
You for sure, no matter what you do, you better not pull up in that house with an oon single patty in your little Ziploc bag and you're like, cook this for me, new person, thanks. Like at least bring a dish for the party, and then you can be like, oh, by the way, can you toss this on there, and you can even like slide that in.
But
otherwise, eat before and you'll be straight.
But can I don't feel like I can even, is it, can I bring a vegan dish to this house? Does that even feel right to you to
as
be like, hey,
as, bro, what about, okay, stop being crazy. You can go to the grocery store and get like a veggie platter and like, yeah, be fine.
Would veggie platter,
fine.
Does that, does, yeah, that feel
everyone
right to everybody?
Loves a veggie,
you can
platter.
Go a
veggie
to like
platter
a right. Fruit platter.
Fruit platter.
Yummy. Fruit. Strawberries. Hello.
Everybody loves a fruit platter.
Yeah.
A fruit, exactly, platter. We don't have to worry about it. Everybody feels safe. But
don't you dare show up with a tiny little, yes, Ziploc bag with one patty and expect them to make this for you and that go down like nothing. No way.
Amber in Columbia's got an idea. Amber, what is your idea?
Yeah, I mean, this sounds like a real hearty family. So I think you just gotta tell them you're on Ozempic or something.
Just be like, hey, listen, I wish I could
almost
eat.
That would be, I almost think that would be worse.
I wish I could eat.
I think if you tell them that you're on Ozempic instead of being a vegan, I feel like that's gonna go over way worse, to be honest with you.
You think with this family that they look down on me worse, you think for being a vegan?
I think they're gonna be like, you gotta be kidding me, right? I'm just saying, and again, no shade, no tea, like do your thing if that's what you're going into, but like I'm just saying, I don't know if that's going to go over better than the Beyond Meat patty.
All right, there she goes. There goes Amber. Amber, have a great weekend. Thank you for calling the show.
Thank you.
I do think it would have been worse, to be honest. Because at least with the Beyond Meat patty, it's still a patty, right? Like you can still have a burger versus like you being like, I'm not eating right now, you know?
Oh man, this family.
Can
I'm
you just
hoot.
Bring some veggies, please?
I'm just
it's
not,
like not
I'm
that
not
big
going.
Of a deal.
I'm
it's
not going
not,
to the party. You
it's
guys are
not,
freaking me.
No, you are making this into a situation that
on.
It doesn't need to be. People walk into Safeway every day and get a pre-made veggie platter every single day and go to a function. It's not that serious.
Do you see why I don't have a lot of friends though?
You make it into something it doesn't have to be.
People like come to, like, it's such a normal thing to ask someone to come to your party, and it's like such a simple question. I have to sit here and come up with an Ozempic lie just to like get out of like going because I'm just so weird.
It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
Hey, welcome to Friday Cry Day, everybody. Jess is a very emotional person, in case you don't know. She do be crying. She do be crying a lot, at least once a week. And once we realized that, we were like, hey, we should make a game out of that.
Once a week?
The normal reaction when one of your friends cries is, hey, we should make a game out of this. So what we do is the end of the week, we come on the radio and we say, hey, Jess is going to tell you three potential reasons of why she may have cried this week. And you're going to try to guess which one of these three actually made her cry, okay? If you can get it right, you win a prize. Let's get into the tears with Friday Cry Day. With story number one.
Okay, so this is a birthday-themed Friday Cry Day since it is my birthday week. Story number one. So I went to Dunkin' yesterday on my birthday, and I asked if they could do anything special because I was like, oh my God, do I get anything free here? And the guy at the register was like, yeah, if you have the app, you can get a free drink. But I didn't have it downloaded. And I was like, nah, don't worry about it. It's fine. He's like, no, just download the app right now. And I was like, no, it's totally fine. He's like, no, I will wait for you. Download the app. So then I feel obligated to download the app. There's people starting to come in. Now I'm having an anxiety attack. I download the app. Well, because it's my first day, I don't have a birthday reward because I just joined.
Oh, they
right?
want you to do it the same day.
Exactly. And I was like, oh my God, it's fine. Like, let me just buy my coffee. And then this sweet Dunkin' angel of a man is like, you know what? I almost have enough points for a free drink. Come back and I will give you my free drink for your birthday. And I was like, excuse me?
Wait, I desperately need somebody to go on to ChatGPT and generate an image of a Dunkin' Donuts angel. Employee as an angel.
A sweet and send Dunkin' that to us. Angel of a man, of an employee.
And Jess sitting there getting her coffee from this Dunkin' employee.
Because so
I just visualized it in my head, and that's better be of how it went.
And I started crying because I was like, sir, you're so nice. That's so sweet of you to offer.
All right,
story number two. So my parents called in for the show yesterday for my birthday. Yeah. We have a tradition. They call in, they sing to me, and I sing back to them, and I love it. But every time they do that, especially when it's my birthday, it does make me incredibly homesick. Mm. And yesterday was so fun because it's like all my family and friends from back home are calling me, but it does make me feel, it just makes me miss them so much, and it does make me feel a little down. But when Garage Boy got home from work yesterday, like, he walked in with like this pink girly birthday gift, which is like major points for him. His rapping like talents are getting a lot better. Yeah. And like my favorite cupcakes. And like he finally did this dance I've been begging him for days to do off TikTok for me.
Wait, what?
And like, I just had started crying
doing the dance
because he
TikTok.
Just really made me feel like home and I love him so much. There is this dance, I think it's called Whisk. There is this dance trend on TikTok, and like this song goes with it. And I have been begging him. I'm like, can you please just do this? Can you please just do it for me, please? Because he's a good dancer, but he doesn't believe in himself enough. And he is a really good dancer. I just feel like he's not confident in it. And I was like, I know you can do this dance.
Is this
and
the one with the hips?
And it's the hips. It's okay. Like do, 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 do. And your hips are like whisking. Okay. They're like that moving side cry. To side.
Okay.
And all he right. finally did it for me. It's so good.
Story number three, Jessica.
Story number three. It's on my social media if you guys want to see it. Okay. It's so good. Story number three. Oh my God. So my friends are posting all these like sweet stories and throwbacks for my birthday, right? Well, my best friend in the whole entire world, Stephanie, decides to post a video from literally the worst day of my life for my birthday. And it was when it was her last day working on the show that we were on in San Diego. And I was a wreck that day. Okay. I'm literally sobbing and Kramer's in there just poking me. He's like, you know that it's never going to be the same ever. And I'm already sobbing and this isn't dramatic. I'm literally sobbing. So I start
so
crying
bad.
Even more because he's like basically telling
like,
me how much.
Your best friend's leaving. You're never going to see her again. The show's going to be different. You're never going to see her. You
I'm
guys are
crying.
Never going to talk again probably.
And then I'm oh like, God. I was like, Stephanie, why would you post this video of literally the worst day of my life that we were separated by the universe for whatever reason? Like, why would you do that? And I started crying.
I used to be so much meaner to you. We've come a long way. All right. Which one? What was the real cry? If I had to guess, I bet it was the Garage Boy dance because she's so weird.
Thank you for coming a long way.
Because you're mean to me.
410-583-1065. Let's go to Dawn and Joppa. Hi, Dawn. Good morning.
Good morning.
Which one was it? Story one, two, or three?
I think two.
It was two? You think it was the whole Garage Boy birthday gift? Why?
I think maybe it was just that during the day, maybe she held in her feelings. Then once when he came in, it would just put the icing on the cake and just put it a little bit over the top.
Okay. It's valid. I don't know what the TikTok dance had added to it.
It's the TikTok dance was everything. It was literally everything for me.
It's fine. It's your guess. But Jess, is that the real cry for the week?
It was the real cry.
Wow. That was...
Yes!
Wow, okay, Dawn is manic in this whole thing.
Literally, when my husband was doing these fantastic samba dance moves in our kitchen, it brought me tears of joy. Like, literally, I was like crying because I'm like emotional from the day, and I'm emotional because I love him, and I'm emotional because I was like laughing so hard because the dance was so good. I was just crying, eating my birthday cupcake, and it was the best. It
Your
was the
so
best.
Like, it's Jess has such a weird life. It's just such a weird life.
what are you talking about?
Like, you just think about those three stories alone. Like, think about everything that happened on your birthday yesterday.
The Dunkin' is real, and he's working today, and he's incredible.
What's
and
his name?
It's the new employee. What street is that? What street is that?
Falls Road.
Falls Road. The new Dunkin' employee on Falls Road. I need to find out your name. You are saving that establishment. I want you to know.
Game changer.
You're a game changer.
That was a different Dunkin' before.
And okay, now that he's there, his energy
relax,
like,
relax.
No, I think
amazing.
Y'all,
Dawn,
you just don't
y'all,
get it.
Let's focus on Dawn.
Dawn, congratulations. I truly hope
you.
That you win some money from my husband's samba hips.
Yes, I hope that really is a big winner for you. Y'all, that's called Friday Cry-Day, and we're going to play it again the same time next week, okay?
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.